This is Audible.
Asia Traveling, a beginner's travel guide for your trip through Asia, Thailand, Japan, India. Written by Traveling the World. Narrated by TJ Foster. Thailand. The 30 best tips for your trip to Thailand. The places you have to see. Introduction. Thailand is a country in Southeast Asia famous for its tourism, beautiful beaches, and amazing cuisine. With almost 30 million tourists visiting in 2015, it's rapidly becoming one of the top vacation destinations in the world. If you're looking for a mix of relaxation, fun, and cultural experience, then Thailand should be at the top of your bucket list. Not only is it one of the most beautiful countries in the world, but there is also something to do for every type of traveler. If you're interested in culture, Thailand is home to some of the most magnificent temples in the world. If you're a foodie, you'll be in heaven with all the traditional curries, salads, and rice dishes. If you're the adventurous type, there is zip lining, rock climbing, whitewater rafting, and scuba diving. That doesn't even scratch the surface of how many amazing activities there are in Thailand. But this guide will show you 30 more of the must-do experiences when visiting. Most people only have a few weeks to explore the sights of Thailand, but some visitors end up falling in love with the country and canceling their return flight home. There are approximately 400,000 expats in Thailand, meaning they have come from another country and are now making a living in Thailand. It's one of the most popular locations for expats due to the cheap cost of food, accommodation, and transportation. A meal at an inexpensive local restaurant only costs 50 baht. A hostel dorm room costs around 100 to 200 baht per night. A flight from Bangkok to Krabi costs 900 baht. And a cross-country train ticket costs around 700 to 800 baht. Money takes you a lot further in Thailand than it would back home, so you can see why thousands of tourists end up staying longer than expected. Another reason to explore Thailand is the people. The Thai people are some of the friendliest in the world. No matter where you come from, what language you speak, your age, or what color your skin is, you will be greeted with a big smile and the common verbal welcome, Sawadi. Their hospitality is unlike any other country in the world, and it's no wonder Thailand is referred to as the Land of Smiles. If all that hasn't convinced you to book a flight yet, then let's talk about the beaches. Thailand is home to some of the most beautiful beaches in Southeast Asia, each more unique than the last. With limestone cliffs, pristine white sand, coconut-filled palm trees, and amazing marine life, what's not to love? There are a few key things that are helpful to learn before you embark on your Thailand adventure. Knowing about customs, language, transportation, what to pack, and activities will help you immensely when planning your trip and once you arrive. Learning the customs and traditions of Thailand will help you gain respect from the locals, as well as help to make sure you don't offend anyone while traveling. Showing respect to both the locals and the Thai religion is very important, so the following customs will help prepare you for your trip. For example, it's a sign of respect and good etiquette to greet Thais with the Y, a gesture of pressing the hands together in front of your nose or chest while slightly bowing your head. This is often used as a welcome, goodbye, or thank you greeting. Another important custom is to take your shoes off before entering a Thai home, shop, or temple. In Thailand, the Buddhist religion views the head as the most valued part of the body, while the feet are seen as the lowest part. For shops, it is not always obvious whether you will need to remove your shoes or not, but as a general rule of thumb, if you see other shoes outside a shop, then it's best to remove your shoes before entering. The king of Thailand and the royal family are beloved to the Thai people, and the king is viewed more like a god than a ruler. You will find his image displayed in shops, restaurants, temples, local homes, and in the streets. It's a huge sign of disrespect to speak poorly about any of the royals, so it's important to refrain from making any remarks that may come off as rude. The Thai people are also big supporters of national pride. You will find that in many stores and even in the street, the national anthem is broadcasted twice each day at designated times. Locals, tourists, and officials alike are required to stop and stand whenever the anthem is played to show their respect to the country. Dining etiquette is also an important thing to be aware of when visiting. The typical dining is family style, meaning there are multiple meals in the center of the table, and each person serves up their own plate. Leaving food on your plate at the end of the meal is acceptable and seen as a sign of fullness, but it's a big no-no to leave rice on your plate. Rice is the staple food of Thailand and is highly respected, so it's considered very wasteful to throw away leftover rice. Another element of dining etiquette is to never take the last bite from the shared serving bowls. This is seen as disrespectful, so oftentimes you will be left with one small bite of food in each bowl on the table. As for the Thai language, it's quite difficult to learn as the written language uses symbols rather than the alphabet most people are familiar with. Knowing the basics of the verbal language will give you an upper hand when visiting, as you will gain respect from the locals who will greatly appreciate the effort. English is widely spoken around Thailand, so unless you travel to rural areas, you should have no problem with communication. To say hello or welcome, women should say Sawat Dikha, and men greet with Sawat Dikrap. This same word is used for goodbye, making it fairly easy to remember. It's important to remember that females always use the word ka, while males use kap. You'll find that these terms are used in many different Thai words, including thank you, which is kab kun ka, female, and kab kun krap, male. As long as you have these terms down, you will earn respect from the locals and you will feel good knowing the basics of a new language. Transportation is another important thing to think about prior to your trip. If your heart is set on taking taxis, you will likely spend more than double the amount of other transportation options. The best form of transportation varies depending on your location, but for larger cities like Chiang Mai, Krabi, and Phuket, two great options are to take the Songthao or tuk-tuk. Songthaos are color-coded pickup trucks that have been converted into public transportation. You can get almost anywhere around Krabi for under 50 baht. It's a much cheaper option than taking a taxi. Tuk-tuks are small, three-wheeled vehicles that aren't the most comfortable mode of transport, but are certainly one of the most entertaining. In Bangkok, tuk-tuks are slowly going out of style, so the best modes of transportation are the bus, MRT, or motorbike taxis. When visiting the islands, you will likely see 10 motorbikes for every one car or truck. The roads are a lot safer than the busy streets of Thailand cities, so motorbikes are much more prevalent on the islands. Rather than getting a motorbike taxi, it's a better option financially to rent a bike for however many days you're staying. You will pay 150 baht per day, and petrol is roughly 50 baht to fill up your tank. You will then have the freedom to drive the jungle roads of the island and do your own sightseeing tour. If you have never driven a motorbike before, it's very easy to learn, and the rental agency will be happy to give you a quick lesson. Make sure to take photographs of your bike and any existing scratches or dents before driving off on it. That way, if you do happen to get into an accident, you will have proof of any prior damage in case they overcharge you for repair costs. If you're traveling within Thailand and are interested in a more scenic journey rather than flying, train travel is a comfortable and affordable way from point A to point B. The most popular train route is a trip from Bangkok to Chiang Mai. It's an overnight trip, but for only 800 baht, you can get a second-class sleeper ticket that includes a bed, fan, and a meal. The journey is not only affordable, but gives you the best view of the Thai countryside. During the last third of your trip, you will ride through beautiful mountains while watching the sunrise before arriving in Chiang Mai. The journey takes around 13 hours, but is well worth the extra time for the amazing experience of Thai train travel. Before your Thailand adventures begin, you might struggle with knowing what items to pack and what to leave behind. The climate in Thailand is very warm and humid, averaging 30 Celsius throughout the year. Even during the country's rainy season, the temperature is still hot, so you can forget about bringing extra sweaters. Shorts, t-shirts, and swimsuits are essential, as well as having more conservative clothes to wear if visiting temples. Your shoulders and legs will need to be covered, but for women, wearing a long skirt or sarong will be acceptable. Comfortable walking shoes are a must because you will likely be doing quite a bit of walking during your sightseeing adventures. The only other vital shoes to bring are flip-flops. You will practically live in flip-flops when visiting the islands or beach towns, so bring a comfortable pair or two. Tropical strength mosquito repellent, sunscreen, and tanning lotion are all things you may want to bring with you from home, as these items are much more expensive to buy in Thailand. As for electronics, you will want to pack an adapter so you can charge these using Thailand's power outlets. Thailand's voltage is 220, so you will want to check that your electronics have a compatible voltage before using the outlets to prevent ruining the device. For extra protection, purchase a converter that will change the voltage of your device to make it compatible with 220 volts. It's also a good idea to pack extra camera batteries because you will be taking hundreds upon thousands of photos, and the last thing you'd want is for your battery to die during a day of exploring. As for the best tourist activities, we have put together a guide of 30 must-do activities throughout Thailand that will help make your trip one you will never forget. Visit the Grand Palace in Bangkok. When visiting Bangkok, the number one thing to put on your bucket list is the Grand Palace in the heart of the city. The palace is an extravagant array of temples and buildings covered in beautiful bright colors with elaborate designs. Every surface of the palace building seems to shine, and it's no wonder it's one of the most famous tourist attractions in Bangkok. The palace was constructed in 1782 and served as the country's administrative and religious center. It was also the official residence of the king and royal family until 1925, which makes it an extremely busy attraction for both tourists and Thais. The palace complex itself is enormous, covering an area of 218,000 square meters. Its size and large number of buildings means that it will take quite a while to see everything, so plan on having at least a few hours to explore. One particular place to make sure you see while visiting the palace is the Temple of the Emerald Buddha. The small Buddha is over 2,000 years old and is as sacred as it is beautiful. Due to the palace being a religious center, dressing appropriately is a sign of respect, so visitors will need to cover their shoulders, legs, and stomach. If you didn't bring conservative clothes with you, there is no need to worry. Appropriate clothing can be rented right from the entrance to the palace for a deposit of 200 baht. The palace is an attraction you do not want to miss while visiting Bangkok, and you'll leave mesmerized by the rich history, detailed architecture, and dazzling colors. Visit Elephant Nature Park in Chiang Mai. If you're an animal lover, there's one activity in northern Thailand you must put on your bucket list. Chiang Mai is famously known for its elephant sanctuaries that are scattered around the city. Thailand is notorious for its use of elephants for tourism purposes through elephant trekking, but a more ethical option for the animal lovers out there is to visit a sanctuary. Asian elephants are an endangered species, so these sanctuaries' primary purpose is to rescue elephants from their harsh working conditions to promote good health, safety, and freedom. One of the most popular elephant sanctuaries in Chiang Mai is called Elephant Nature Park. The park allows visitors to join them in a half-day, full-day, or overnight visit for 1,700 to 4,900 baht, depending on the package type. It's located about 60 kilometers outside of the city of Chiang Mai, so you get a great view of the picturesque jungle along the way. While visiting, you will learn all about elephant behavior and their history in Thailand, while helping with various activities. The park's activities include feeding the elephants sugarcane and bananas, bathing them, interacting with them, and of course taking photos with them. During bathing time, you will help give the elephants a fun mud bath, then walk them down to a waterfall to wash the mud off both yourself and these beautiful animals. It's truly an experience you will never forget, so be prepared to fall in love with these gentle giants before the day is over. Take a snorkeling tour around the Phi Phi Islands. Koh Phi Phi is known worldwide for its natural beauty. Often featured in travel magazines across the globe, it's known as one of the biggest tourist destinations in Thailand. I'm sure almost everyone has seen the photos with its picture-perfect white sand beach surrounded by limestone cliffs and long-tail boats, and if you haven't seen the photos, you've likely seen it featured in movies like The Beach. Phi Phi is the image most often featured on postcards, and therefore pulls in thousands of tourists each day. Once on Koh Phi Phi, there are plenty of places to explore, like Monkey Beach, Lo Dalam Bay, Bamboo Island, and the famous Maya Bay. If you have a limited amount of time on the islands, then booking a snorkeling tour is one of the best ways to experience Koh Phi Phi. Phi Phi has some of the best snorkeling in Thailand with its clear waters, colorful fish, and huge coral reefs. The snorkeling tours allow you to see Phi Phi from a different perspective, away from the overcrowded and overpriced beaches. On these tours, you will be provided with gear, transportation to each snorkeling spot via boat, lunch, and a knowledgeable tour guide. Tour costs range from 800 to 2400 baht, depending on the season, amenities, and whether you want a private or group tour. Koh Phi Phi is also known for its amazing bioluminescent plankton. After night falls, the waters turn into a beautiful light show, with luminous plankton lighting up the bay. Swimming amongst the dancing underwater lights is an experience you'll never forget. So if it sounds like something that interests you, book a sunset tour that includes night snorkeling. Feed the monkeys at Monkey Beach in Koh Phi Phi. Another place to add to your Koh Phi Phi bucket list is Monkey Beach. If you want to see wild monkeys frolicking on the beach, this is the place to visit. You can either rent a kayak and paddle over to the beach for around 200 baht, or book a boat tour that stops here. You shouldn't go here expecting a relaxing beach to sunbathe on, though. This beach is mainly for entertainment, as the monkeys are wild, sneaky, and hilarious. Using your common sense when visiting Monkey Beach is important because the monkeys are some of the best thieves in the world. Avoid wearing anything valuable and try to keep your things out of the monkeys' reach. These crazy monkeys will snatch up cameras, jewelry, sunglasses, and any other item they fancy. They are not shy and will wander right up to you to see if you brought them any bananas. They may even climb up your leg during their search, so stay calm and don't panic. If you don't have any food with you, they will likely quickly move on to search another tourist. This is a fun place to take some photos of monkeys playing with each other in the sand, and perhaps even climbing on you. Despite all the warnings, Monkey Beach is a must-see beach on Phi Phi, and watching wild monkeys playing on a beautiful tropical beach is truly remarkable. Book a Thai cooking class. Food is a very big part of the Thai culture. For example, Thai-style dining is when each guest orders one dish to share between the group and is typical when going out to eat. Booking a cooking class is a fun way to learn more about the culture while learning to make your favorite Thai dishes with friends. Classes typically include a walk through the local market to pick out ingredients for the meals you will prepare. This is a fun and interactive way to learn what spices and ingredients are important in Thai cuisine. You'll also learn how to pick the freshest ingredients from the market and what to look for when purchasing. The typical class will teach you to make 4 to 6 meals in a half-day course. You will watch an instructor prepare a meal step by step and then have the opportunity to create the dish yourself in your very own cooking station. The cooking class provides you with a cookbook for reference, but the instructor is also there for guidance if needed. Many of the Thai dishes have similar ingredients like coconut milk, rice, fish sauce, and curry paste, but each is different in its own way. One of the best parts of the class comes after you have prepared all your meals, which is eating them. Everyone in the class sits down together and shares their meals, but be prepared to leave with quite a lot of takeaway meals. Most cooking classes cost between 800 and 1200 baht for a half a day course, so you get the most for your money since you get 4 to 6 meals out of it. Take a tour of Mu Koh Ang Thong National Park. The Gulf of Thailand is home to an abundance of tropical islands, but only one national marine park, Mu Koh Ang Thong. This protected area is comprised of 42 islands protruding from the water, each a different size and shape. The islands are known to have been the inspiration behind the movie The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. So it is a popular spot to visit if you're in southern Thailand. If you're staying on one of the neighboring islands of Koh Samui, Koh Phangan, or Koh Tao, a day trip over to the marine park is a must. You can book a ticket to Ang Thong from almost any tour agency on the islands for 2,000 to 4,000 baht, depending on the island you're coming from and the season. Speedboat is the fastest and most convenient way over to the park, giving you a safe, comfortable journey to Ang Thong in under 1 hour. During the tour, you get to explore the hidden caves, kayak between the islands, hike to the viewpoint, and snorkel the calm waters. Taking a hike up to Emerald Lake is another popular park activity if you have time during your day trip. Emerald Lake is a beautiful and vibrant lake in the middle of the island. You might recognize it if you've ever seen the movie The Beach. There is no swimming in the lake since it is a protected site, but it will give you the most breathtaking views and amazing photos. The park also has some spectacular wildlife, and you'll likely encounter monkeys or see them swinging through the jungle trees. Ang Thong is a hidden treasure of southern Thailand, and you will truly feel like you're on a deserted island paradise. Attend a full moon party on Koh Phangan. If you're looking to catch a beautiful sunrise on the beach, why not combine it with one of the most infamous all-night parties in the world? The Full Moon Party takes place every month on the night of the full moon, where 30,000 tourists flock to the typically peaceful island of Koh Phangan to party on the beach together. This alcohol-fueled night attracts tourists from all over the world, coming together for one night of buckets, EDM music, and neon body paint. If you're lucky, you'll also see some of the more daring partygoers jumping a rope of fire amidst a crowd of cheering. The festivities start at dusk on Hat Rin Beach and continue through the night until sunrise, so make sure not to start drinking too early in the day. The Full Moon Party is well known for its cocktail buckets, which consist of a small bucket, half full of mixer, and the other half the alcohol of your choice. These buckets are sold for around 350 baht, but not something you want to attempt to drink alone. Once the party is over, the island goes back to its normal, peaceful self, so we would suggest giving yourself a few extra days on the island to experience it in all its glory. Koh Phangan is one of the most naturally beautiful places in Thailand, with its white sand beaches, jungle roads lined with palm trees, and the best sunsets in the world. One thing to keep in mind is that Koh Phangan does not have an airport, so your only option is to catch the ferry to and from the island. Learn to scuba dive on Koh Tao. The island of Koh Tao lies just 35 kilometers north of Koh Phangan and is a tourist paradise for scuba diving and snorkeling. Each month, thousands of visitors from all over the world flock to Koh Tao for its cheap diving courses, crystal clear waters, and beautiful landscapes. There are hundreds of dive shops and schools on the island, so whether you're an experienced diver or it's your first time learning, you won't have a problem finding the right place for you. Koh Tao is a very international island, so all dive schools will have an English-speaking instructor, and you will be trained through an international certification program. Koh Tao is the perfect place to dive with its teeming sea life, beautiful corals, and deep waters. If you're still not sold on the beauty of the island and are wondering if it's really worth it, consider the cost. It costs around 9,000 baht to get your open water certification and includes accommodation, while the same course in Australia would cost you 12,000 baht and does not include any extras. If you're all dived out but still have time to explore Koh Tao, book a long-tailed boat ride over to Koh Nang Yuan, a cluster of three small islands in the north. These islands, connected by a small sandbar, offers one of the most spectacular views in all of Thailand and some of the best snorkeling spots. It's the perfect spot for a day trip, as you can lounge on the beach, splash around in the water, hike to the island viewpoint, and order a cocktail from the beach bar. Visit the Big Buddha and Wat Phlai Laem on Koh Samui. Koh Samui is the second largest island in Thailand and is located in the Gulf of Thailand. This tropical island is a top honeymoon destination and is known for its luxury resorts and picture-perfect beaches. One of the most memorable places on the island is the bright and colorful Buddhist temple of Wat Phlai Laem. This temple sits beside a large carp-filled lake and is a remarkable sight to see. Beside the lake lie two impressive towering statues of Guanyin, the goddess of mercy and compassion, and the Laughing Buddha. Designed with bright colors and intricate detail, these statues tower over the lake and are truly awe-inspiring. Between the two statues sits a beautifully carved temple dedicated as the main prayer room. Wat Phlai Laem is an active religious area, so they do enforce a dress code for those visiting the temple. Wearing respectful clothing to cover up your stomach, shoulders, and legs is required, so make sure to bring an extra sarong to cover up if coming from the beach. Less than 10 minutes away, you can find the famous Big Buddha statue atop a small island off of Samui. The Big Buddha, otherwise referred to as Wat Pra Yai Temple, is a majestic golden statue reaching over 12 meters high. The statue sits on top of a hill, so to get up close and personal with the Big Buddha, you will need to climb some stairs. But once you reach the top, you will be rewarded with a great view of the Samui Bay. Similar to Wat Phlai Laem, the Big Buddha is a peaceful religious temple, so the same conservative dress code applies. Go on the Four Island Tour in Krabi. One of the most underrated experiences in Krabi is the Four Island Tour. Walking down the main street in the beach town of Ao Nang, you will see hundreds of street vendors promoting their many tours. The Four Island Tour is one that many people overlook, choosing to go to one of the more popular beaches like Maya Bay or Rayleigh Beach. However, this tour will exceed all of your expectations. These tours start at 9 a.m. and generally cost 1,200 baht during the high season. You can usually bargain with the vendor and get the cost down to 1,000 baht. However, if you want to take a risk and book the tour right before 9 a.m. when the boat leaves, you can find yourself paying just 500 baht per person. The tour cost includes hotel pickup, snorkeling gear, island entrance fees, and lunch, so you definitely get your money's worth. The first stop on the tour is Pra Nang Cave Beach. This beautiful beach is only accessible by boat and features a limestone cliff to your left and a small picturesque island to your right. Next up on the tour is the small Tup Island with crystal clear waters, sea swings, and tropical fish. At low tide, a small sandbar emerges that connects the tiny island to the much larger neighboring island. And the next stop on the tour, Chicken Island, is named after the unmistakable rock emerging from the island that resembles a chicken head. At this island, you will have the opportunity to snorkel in warm, clear waters among schools of brightly colored fish. Tip: if you bring bread for the fish, you are guaranteed to have hundreds of blue and yellow striped fish surrounding you, leaving you with some incredible photos. The final, and perhaps the best stop on the tour, is Poda Island. This island is a little slice of paradise featuring white sand beaches, turquoise waters, and an amazing limestone island jutting out of the water. For those of you searching for more secluded beaches, Poda will be the perfect place for you. The four-island tour brings you back to Ao Nang Beach at 3 p.m., leaving you with stunning photos and the experience of a lifetime. Explore the White Temple in Chiang Rai. Chiang Rai is a city in northern Thailand famous for its beautiful Buddhist temples and stunning landscapes. It is famously known for one temple in particular, which is so unique that it's often the sole reason tourists come to the city. Wat Rong Khun, most often referred to as the White Temple, is a Buddhist temple in Chiang Rai and is nothing short of magnificent. As the name suggests, the temple is completely white to represent the purity of Buddha. Wat Rong Khun was designed to tell a story through its religious symbolism. To reach the temple, you will first cross a path guarded by demons, then walk across a bridge above hundreds of sculptured hands reaching upwards. This is meant to symbolize greed, desire, and passion, and is quite a sight to see after visiting traditional temples. The temple itself symbolizes Buddha's teaching and reaching nirvana. After seeing the pristine white outside of the temple, you will be amazed once you step foot inside. The main wall is covered with colorful murals and intricate Buddhist symbols, leaving visitors speechless. You will also find paintings of superheroes, the Twin Towers, Harry Potter characters, Kung Fu Panda, and many more wacky images on the opposite wall. You may think of this as unusual, but it holds heavy symbolism, just like the outside of the temple. The artist's goal was to show both good and bad images of present life, and turning away from the violence and greed in life to move towards religious enlightenment. The temple is bizarre and untraditional, but definitely worth a visit when you're traveling through northern Thailand. Attend a Muay Thai fight. For an exciting night of live entertainment, it's common for tourists to attend a live Muay Thai fight. Muay Thai is the national sport of Thailand and is a form of martial arts that utilizes the athlete's entire body. These fights are heavily advertised in big cities like Krabi, Phuket, and Bangkok, and draw in huge crowds to watch the brutal yet impressive fights. Muay Thai involves two fighters using a technique of kicks, punches, shins, and elbows, and is often referred to as the art of eight limbs due to the constant body movement. The fights can seem violent and brutal to some visitors, as the boxers are known to get bloody during the fight, but it's all part of the sport. While at the fight, you will see why Thais are so proud of the sport. Boxers will first enter the ring wearing traditional sacred headbands and armbands known for good luck and protection. Once inside the ring among the roaring crowd, the boxers will go through their pre-fight ritual to show their respect for the sport and their teachers. This ritual varies for each boxer, and is combined with music to show a personal tribute to the sport. After the rituals are over, the fight begins. Muay Thai can be won either by gaining points from judges or by knockout. The fights draw in a mixed crowd of Thais, trainers, gamblers, and tourists, and it's quite exciting to witness such an important part of the Thai culture. Take a stroll down the infamous Khao San Road in Bangkok. It is said that all roads in Bangkok lead to the infamous Khao San Road. This one long road is a tourist magnet and is filled with bizarre, unique, and upright crazy sights. Known for its cheap accommodation and lively atmosphere, it's a great place for young backpackers to do some partying and experience Bangkok's crazy nightlife scene. You will find the street buzzing with tourists, cheap souvenirs, bars, and even a few ladyboys. The exotic street food is one of the more adventurous activities on Khao San Road, and many vendors sell deep-fried scorpions and crickets to those who dare try. Khao San Road is something everyone should experience at least once while in Thailand, as it's high in entertainment and liveliness and a great place to meet other travelers. Even if you're not interested in the nightlife aspect of the road, there's something for everyone here. You can find a cheap foot massage or simply eat at one of the many restaurants while doing some of the best people watching. One of the best things about Khao San Road is that it has an abundance of travel agencies. If you're looking for the most affordable transportation to your next destination, avoid booking tickets online, which often leads to paying higher prices. A local travel agency will have inexpensive bus, ferry, and train tickets, and they can also help you with obtaining a visa if you're looking to do a visa run to extend your time in Thailand. Take a long-tail boat tour down Chao Phraya River in Bangkok. As Thailand's capital city, Bangkok is always bustling and its streets are jam-packed with tourists. For many visitors, Bangkok can get quite overwhelming when sightseeing, but there is one activity that allows you to see the city from a new perspective. The Chao Phraya River is a beautiful 372-kilometer river that flows through the city all the way down to the Gulf of Thailand. It's used as a common means of transportation for those living in the city, with 5 public ferry lines in operation and many long tailboats. These long tail boat tours give you a more authentic look at the city while providing you with a hop-on, hop-off system, making for an easy day of sightseeing. Long tail boats are small wooden boats that operate with a propeller attached to a long pole and a large engine. Traditional to Southeast Asia, these narrow boats are used primarily for fishing, transportation, and tourism. A long-tail boat ride down the Chao Phraya River provides tourists with a new view of the city as well as a cultural experience, so it's a highly recommended activity when visiting Bangkok. By booking a long-tail boat tour, you will also get the chance to float down the network of canals in the city and learn about their history. These canals were built in 1972 when the capital of Thailand was moved to Bangkok in order to provide an easy system for communication and transportation. Today, the canals are used primarily for tourism purposes, but give you an interesting look at what traditional Thai life was like. Buy from the locals at Dam Non Sadawak Floating Market. For one of the most unique shopping experiences of your life, head over to the Dam Non Sadawak Floating Market. The world-famous floating market is located 100 kilometers west of the city of Bangkok and is well worth a visit as you will get a glimpse of a traditional way of life that has since become close to extinct in Thailand. The floating market takes place every morning from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the canal becomes crowded with vendors, shoppers, and tourists haggling for the best price. The vendors sell anything you'd find in a regular market, including produce, spices, Thai dishes, and souvenirs. However, rather than selling them from stalls, these vendors sell them from these small wooden boats docked alongside the canal. It's quite an experience to rent a boat, paddle down the canal, and stop along various boats to buy your goods. The vendors are typically sweet old Thai women who come to the market day in and day out to sell their product. Each boat is filled to the brim with colorful friends and vegetables, and the air is filled with the delicious smell of Thai food cooking. The best time to get to the floating market is around 7 a.m., as the tourist crowd rolls in around 9 a.m., and that's when the canal turns into a traffic jam crowded with boats. The cost to rent a boat varies depending on whether you want a simple rowboat or a motorboat. For a rowboat and paddles, expect to pay around 250 baht, while a motorboat typically will cost you 700 baht. Visit Slip and Fly on Koh Phangan. When tourists think of Koh Phangan, most think of it as nothing more than the host of the full moon party. The island, however, has much more to offer than crazy beach parties. One adventurous activity for the brave-hearted is Slip and Fly, located in the center of the island. Slip and Fly is a fun and daring day party featuring 2 large pools, upbeat music, a bodyboard water slide, and 2 large slides that are hooked at the bottom. These 2 slides are the main attraction and provide visitors with hours of entertainment. The slides are very unique and are what gives the party its name. When reaching the bottom of the giant slide, the hooked end tosses you into the air before you land in the water. Some people do mid-air flips, some cannonball, some go down on the slide backwards, and the unlucky few belly flop. The lifeguards at the top of the slide will guide you on the best position for going down the slide as well as how to position yourself in the air before you hit the water. Going down the slip and fly slide is sure to get your heart pumping, but if it's a little too nerve-wracking for you, then you can have a cocktail and relax by the pool while watching others take on the slide. There is also a smaller bodyboard water slide that does not end in a hook, so it's family-friendly and a lot less daunting than the larger slip and fly slides. The entrance fee is 600 baht, but provides you with a whole day of fun entertainment and unlimited slides. Explore the stunning Khao Sak National Park. Thailand is a country well known for its amazing tropical beaches, but one thing visitors rarely hear about is its beautiful lakes. Khao Sak National Park is located in the Surat Thani province above Krabi. This park features a gorgeous mountain landscape, dense jungles, and the stunning Chiao Lan Lake. This lake is one of the most magical places in Thailand. With over 100 limestone islands protruding from the water, the lake looks like it belongs in a fairy tale. The lake covers an area of 185 square kilometers and is known to be the highlight of Khao Sak Park. Along the lake's edge, you will see otters, gibbons, tropical birds, and a lush jungle as you kayak along the water. Lake activities include swimming, fishing, kayaking, and cave exploration. Or you can go hiking through the jungles around the lake. Farther into Khao Sak, the dense jungles are home to wild elephants, tigers, macaques, Malayan tapirs, and many more fascinating species. The park is estimated to contain over 5% of the world's species, which is an astounding number when you think about it. For a unique place to stay during your visit to Khao Sak, book one of the beautiful floating bungalows on the lake. These authentic Thai bungalows are serene and secluded, and are a pleasant change from staying in a hotel. There are 16 bungalows in total, categorized into traditional, modern, and deluxe rooms. Staying in one of these bungalows is an experience you'll never forget, and there's nothing like watching the sunrise from your peaceful lake view balcony. See the world's first non-rectangular football fields. Bangkok is Thailand's most heavily populated city, and with that comes little room for new construction. Houses, apartment buildings, and shops are packed in tight in one particular area of the city. The Klong Toi neighborhood was thought to have few vacant spaces left, but one company found a new way to utilize the area's asymmetrical spaces to create football fields. The unusual football pitch project was created by the company AP Thai after seeing potential in the neighborhood's vacant, garbage-filled spaces. Their main goal was to prove that these abandoned spots can be more than just a place for trash, and that they can be transformed into a safe environment for outdoor activity. They also aim to improve relationships in the community and help foster creativity in kids. The shape of the field is determined by the buildings surrounding it, so a square or rectangular field was out of the question. Therefore, these fields were designed in unusual and disproportionate shapes, making them the world's first non-rectangular football fields. The company has already created 4 football fields in the Klong Toi neighborhood, with more on the way. The project has paved the way for other companies and neighborhoods in the city to better utilize its wasted space. The creation of these football fields has shown the world that even in the most overpopulated cities, there is always room to build fun recreational areas for the community. Attend a traditional Thai dinner and dance show in Bangkok. For a night filled with entertainment and a glimpse into traditional Thai culture, one attraction will be sure to blow you away. Thai dance shows are a common activity for tourists when visiting Bangkok and are often combined with an authentic Thai-style dinner. Thai dance is quite different from the style of Western dancing. Dressed in elaborate, colorful costumes, Thai dancers move across the stage in a slow, mesmerizing way. The performances typically feature various types of dances that are unique to each region of Thailand, with each having its own style and elegance. There is an abundance of dinner and dance shows in Bangkok to choose from, and the average cost per person is 1,000 baht for a 3-hour experience. One of the most popular shows in Bangkok is the Siam Niramit Show, featuring over 100 performers and 500 costumes. The stage is set spectacular with various scenes involving a river, rainstorm, and elephants, and features incredible visual effects for each scene. Visitors will enjoy a 90-minute show with stories depicting Thailand's ancient kingdoms and cities, the mythical world of Thai gods, and many more fascinating scenes. Due to the popularity of the Siam Niramit show, a ticket including the pre-show dinner buffet is 2,000 baht, but will prove to be well worth it for the spectacular cultural performance. Eat delicious street food at a night market. If you want the best and cheapest food in Thailand, head right over to the nearest night market. Night markets are an exciting part of the Thai culture and are found in almost any town, city, or island in Thailand. They can vary in size, but the typical night market features rows upon rows of food stalls where Thai locals will cook your meal right in front of you. Whether you're looking for dinner, dessert, cocktails, or milkshakes, the night markets will have what you're craving and give you a true taste of Thailand. At the night market, you can get a plate of pad Thai for as little as 40 baht. So if you're traveling on a budget, this is one of the best places to grab a meal. Many tourists have concerns about the safety of street food, so often they will choose to pay a higher cost at a restaurant rather than have the experience of the market. However, eating at the market is just a matter of common sense. If you purchase food from a stall, you will be able to watch them cook it right in front of your eyes. So as long as you make sure it's freshly cooked and hot, you won't have any concerns. A visit to the night market isn't complete without getting Thai rolled ice cream. After ordering exactly what type of ice cream you're craving, you can watch as the vendor pours a milk-based liquid onto an extremely cold ice plate, freezing the mixture and turning it into ice cream. The vendor will then add crushed-up toppings, flatten the ice cream, and use a spatula to scrape the ice cream into small rolls. You will never want to go back to regular ice cream again. Volunteer at a stray animal shelter. While in Thailand, it's hard not to notice the huge stray animal population. The majority of strays are treated well and get fed scraps from restaurants or leftovers from tourists. But when these animals are injured or have contracted an illness, there are few vets who are willing to help stray animals free of charge. This is where animal clinics play a big role in helping control the stray population in Thailand. These clinics perform sterilization surgery on all strays that are brought in and will often vaccinate each animal against common diseases. They are found all throughout the country, but rely primarily on donations and volunteers. If you love animals and want to give back while traveling, volunteering at an animal clinic is an amazing experience. All animal clinics vary, but almost all are in need of help with cleaning, walking dogs, feeding, tick picking, and giving love and attention to the strays. These clinics take in any sick or injured stray animal, so you can imagine how much they rely on people volunteering their time to help. If you have any prior experience with animals, you may also be asked to help in surgeries, which would be an incredible story to tell after your trip. Most towns, cities, and islands have an animal shelter nearby, so it's a great way to volunteer for a good cause while traveling. If you'd like to volunteer but aren't sure if there's a clinic in your area, ask any hotel, hostel, restaurant, or local store. Most will be able to tell you whether there is a clinic nearby and point you in the right direction. Hike through Erawan National Park. Erawan National Park in western Thailand is one of Thailand's most popular parks due to its magnificent waterfalls, abundant wildlife, and amazing caves deep in the forest. The park lies in the Kanchanaburi region of Thailand, about 2.5 hours northwest of Bangkok. Along with its stunning scenery, the park is also a wildlife lover's dream. The forests surrounding the main tourist attractions are filled with monkeys, monitor lizards, and hundreds of different types of birds. If you venture deeper into the forest, however, you may just find wild elephants, deer, gibbons, and wild boar. The major attraction of the park is Erawan Waterfall, which is an impressive seven-tiered waterfall that falls over beautiful limestone cliffs. Spanning a distance of 2 kilometers, this waterfall is nothing short of spectacular. Small pools have been formed on each tier of the waterfall, allowing for visitors to relax and bathe beneath the streams of water. The route between the waterfall tiers is a fun walk over bridges, up ladders, and through forest paths. The path gets significantly more difficult after the 5th waterfall tier, so make sure to wear appropriate shoes if hiking to all 7 tiers. In total, it should take 60 minutes from tier 1 to 7, so leave yourself plenty of time if you're set on swimming in each waterfall. Visitors who make it all the way up to the 7th tier are rewarded with a peaceful waterfall pool and an extraordinary view over the jungle. Take a trip to the Thai-Burma Railway. Halfway between Erawan National Park and Bangkok lies the Thai-Burma Railway Center, a museum dedicated to a project famously known as Death Railway. Built by prisoners of war and Asian laborers in 1942, the railway coined the name Death Railway after leading to thousands of deaths during its construction. The center provides an interesting yet sobering look at what daily life was like for these forced workers during the construction of the railway. The railway spans a 415-kilometer distance between Thailand and Burma and was constructed by the Japanese during World War II. Tens of thousands of workers died while working on the railway, primarily due to diseases caused from extreme malnutrition, excessive work, and insufficient medical supplies. Those who died were buried in unmarked graves along the side of the railway tracks until their remains were moved to official war cemeteries after the railway's completion. Today, you can get a lesson in its history from the Thai-Burma Railway Center, visit the war cemetery, walk the famous bridge over the River Kwai, or even take a train ride on Death Railway. Only a small portion of the railway is open today, but the ride is quite memorable and will provide you with some unique photographs. The 2-hour train ride provides you with beautiful scenic views of the river and mountains, but the remarkable history is what makes the ride so special. Attend the traditional Loy Krathong Festival. If you're lucky enough to be visiting Thailand during November, make sure to attend the Loy Krathong Festival. This festival of lights takes place annually on the 12th lunar month, typically in the first half of November. This national festival takes place to honor the goddess of water and is quite magical to partake in. This tradition involves gathering around temples, lakes, rivers, or ponds and releasing small handmade rafts called krathongs onto the water. These krathongs are typically topped with flowers, candles, incense, and other small gifts for the goddess of water. The festival starts around sunset when you can find vendors selling krathongs from stalls on the side of the street. You can either purchase one or make your own, then bring it to the nearest body of water to release it into the night. It leaves you at a loss for words seeing so many flickering candlelit rafts lighting up the water. The Thai people believe that if your candle stays lit until it disappears into the distance, then you will have a year of good luck. If it floats back to shore, however, it's thought to bring a year of bad luck. In addition to the release of krathongs, it's also becoming increasingly popular to release lanterns into the sky. This activity only occurs in few cities, so you would have to head over to Bangkok, Phuket, or Koh Samui for this experience. The date of the Loy Krathong Festival changes each year, but any local Thai will be able to tell you the day if you plan on visiting Thailand in the month of November. Visit the ruins of Ayutthaya. A visit to the ancient ruins of Ayutthaya, one of Thailand's former capitals, is a great option for a day trip when staying in Bangkok. These historical temples have a huge significance in Thailand, as Ayutthaya supposedly was once one of the wealthiest and most impressive cities in the East. While visiting the ruins, there are several places worth taking time to see. Wat Pra Si Sampet is one of the more significant ruins, as it was once the biggest temple in the city and contained a 16-meter-high gold statue of Buddha. When the city was invaded by the Burmese in 1767, the gold statue was melted down, but the temple still remains an impressive part of the city. Next to the Wat Pra Si Sampet is the Vihan Mongkon Bopit, a sanctuary hall containing an enormous rebuilt Buddha to replace the one that was melted down in the invasion. The Burmese government donated 200,000 baht in funding to build this Buddha in the 1950s to apologize for the war. It's quite an impressive moment to be standing inside a room with a golden Buddha towering over you. Another impressive sight during your tour is the Wat Lakoya Sutta. This temple features an enormous reclining Buddha spanning 37 meters long and 8 meters high. The statue has quite visibly aged, but is still visited daily by Thai people for prayer and offerings. There are many other symbolic temples and statues to see at Ayutthaya, so plan on having a few hours to explore the beauty of this ancient city. Get a relaxing Thai massage. After a long day of sightseeing, the best way to end the day is with a Thai massage. As a luxurious activity in many countries, massages can be pretty costly if you have frequent visits. In Thailand, however, a massage will only cost you 200 to 300 baht for an hour-long visit, and will cost even less if you go with a group. You will likely see hundreds of stores offering Thai massages while you're in Thailand. So how do you decide where to go? One of the best spots for a massage would be Wat Pho. Wat Pho is located in Bangkok and is home to the Wat Pho Thai Traditional Medical and Massage School. If you want the best of the best, this school will give it to you. The art of massage is one of the school's four disciplines, so you will get the massage of your life by the school's amazing professional therapists. Another great spot for massage is the islands. There's something extra magical about having a massage on a tropical island while listening to the waves roll against the shore. Thai women often have little platforms set up along the beach where they offer some of the most relaxing massages imaginable. The style of Thai massage is different from any you've ever experienced. It's characterized by its powerful technique of deep tissue kneading, using the masseuse's fingers, elbows, knees, and sometimes even their feet. While most Thai massage shops are professional, you will want to watch out for any that use the words love, soapy, or hot, because you don't want to accidentally end up purchasing any sort of sexual massage. Explore the Tiger Cave Temple in Krabi. Krabi is full of beautiful beaches and natural pools, but if you want to take a day off from sunbathing, then head over to the Tiger Cave Temple. Often referred to as the Stairway to Heaven, it takes 1,237 steps to reach the summit, so make sure you have your walking shoes with you. It will be a killer workout and definitely test your endurance, but it's guaranteed to be worth it. You will likely see monkeys during your climb up, so if you want to feed them along the way, you can buy bananas and nuts at one of the stalls by the entrance to the stairway. You are greeted by a big Buddha once you reach the top, and spectacular views from high above the jungle. It will give you such a sense of accomplishment and pride, not to mention an amazing sight of Krabi's mountain landscape. The challenge of making it to the top isn't for everyone, however. So if you want to visit but aren't ready to brave that many stairs, then head over to the foothills area. It's a much shorter hike of only 90 stairs, and you can visit the caves where a group of monks live and meditate. The best time of day to visit Tiger Cave Temple is around 4 p.m., because it will be the coolest part of the day and you can catch a spectacular sunset from the mountain summit. Have a banana pancake at Rayleigh Beach. Rayleigh Beach is a hidden gem tucked between Krabi Town and Ao Nang. Over the years, it has quickly grown to become a favorite tourist destination when visiting Krabi due to its long stretch of beach, iconic limestone cliffs, and fleet of long-tailed boats. The only way to reach Rayleigh Beach is by boat, which typically costs 300 baht round trip from Ao Nang Beach. Since the beach is only accessible by boat, it means it's free from cars, bikes, and commercialization. There are so many things to do at Rayleigh Beach, so you can easily spend a whole day there if you catch a sunny day. There are some great restaurants on the island, but if you want the true Rayleigh Beach experience, order a banana pancake from the narrow main road on the island. Banana pancakes are symbolic of Thailand, and you can find pancake stands in most night markets and tourist attractions. It's fun to watch the Thai locals cooking right in front of you. And you can add delicious toppings like caramel, fruit, chocolate chips, and even Nutella. Find a nice spot on the beach to eat, and it will be one of the most enjoyable pancakes of your life. You can also walk the path over to Rayleigh Beach East and Pra Nang Cave Beach, which are two other nearby areas to explore. The beach at Rayleigh East is not nearly as popular as West, but it's still a great place to explore if you have a full day on the peninsula. Pra Nang Cave Beach is another popular spot for tourists due to its deep water for swimming and its beautiful scenery of the limestone cliffs. Swim in the Crystal Pool in Krabi. Thailand is full of natural beauty, with each place seeming to be more unique and beautiful than the last. Two of these unique places to add to your bucket list are the Hot Springs and Crystal Pool of Krabi. Both are located near the Khao Phra Bang Krom Nature Reserve, lying just 70 kilometers outside of Krabi Town. The hot springs are created from natural thermal springs in underground volcanic chambers that transform these jungle springs into hot, relaxing pools. The fresh spring water is said to be full of minerals with healing powers, but most visitors come here simply for the peace and relaxation that comes with laying in a natural hot spring. The water temperature usually falls between 35 and 40 degrees Celsius, so after taking a dip, you may want to head over to Crystal Pool to cool down. Crystal Pool, otherwise referred to as Emerald Pool, is named after its beautiful, deep turquoise colors and crystal clear water. Nestled in the jungle of the Khao Phra Bang Krom Nature Reserve, It pulls tourists by its beautiful colors, large size, and cool natural spring water. A 1.4-kilometer hike through the jungle is the only way to reach this pool, but the walk itself is peaceful, and you will be rewarded with a refreshing freshwater swim at the end. To beat the tourist rush, visit Crystal Pool in the mid-morning, and you will have a quiet place to swim and relax before it becomes lively with visitors. Visit the Hill Tribes in northern Thailand. Thailand, despite the surge in tourism over the past 20 years, is still home to indigenous hill tribes. These tribes are found in northern Thailand up near Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai, and live a quiet life amongst the jungle hills. Taking a tour to one of these tribes will give you an amazing insight into the isolated tribal life that still exists for some Thai natives. There are several tours that visit the different tribes, with each tribe slightly different from the next. The Akha Hill Tribe is one of the tour options, taking you to their village atop a mountain in Chiang Rai. During the tour, you will visit the village and learn all about their lifestyle, traditions, and history. You will also have the opportunity to see inside a typical wooden home and chat with the locals about their daily life. It's important to be very respectful while visiting tribes, wearing conservative clothing and not taking photographs of the members without their permission. One of the other popular tribes to visit in Chiang Rai is the Karen Long Neck Hilltop Tribe. This tribe isn't the most authentic tribal experience, as they monetize off the tours by selling scarves, sarongs, and other Thai souvenirs, but it's still an amazing place to explore. You will quickly see where the tribe gets their name from, as women wear coils of rings around their necks for the traditional beauty purpose of achieving an elongated neck. Although this tribe has been influenced by the tourist industry, it is still a fun experience to get a first-hand look into the tribal culture of Thailand. India. The 30 best tips for your trip to India. The places you have to see. Introduction. India is a fascinating country that packs many things into a massive space. With the diversity of landscape and culture, the country does not cease to amaze its visitors throughout these years. Stretching from the frozen mountain groups of Himalayas to the God's own country, Kerala, it embraces a lot of cultures, religions, and ethnicities that connect with a surprising harmony. Millions of tourists visit India every year from all parts of the world. The magical land with lavish ancient historical reminiscence, vibrant civilization, friendly community, multicultural ethnic groups, and you will indeed find something new, something special on account of its diversity in all realms. Tourists will have a variety of options from adventure tourism to spiritual enlightenments. Your trip to India can be a budget one, or it can tailor with all the luxurious gambits. Let whatever be your interest, and you can find everything that is suitable to your interest. The list of exotic locations varies from wildlife, heritage buildings, luxurious old palaces, natural wonders, the seventh world wonder, all marble Taj Mahal, and much more. Going through the world tourist data, India holds the third largest tourist spot in the world. Unity and diversity is the hallmark of India. Generally, peace-loving community, affordable living condition fitting to every tourist budget, makes it different from the rest of the world tourist destination. India is a land of wonders, a land of rich ancient history, with lots of temples, palaces, backwater resorts, healing spas, and Ayurvedic rejuvenation clinics, an ancient complete body relaxation therapy. You become spellbound seeing the Golden Somnath Temple, the Konark Sun Temple, Taj Mahal, the epitome of love, Qutb Minar, and it is certainly one of the comprehensive holiday destinations in the world. Atithi Devo Bhav, which means the guest is equivalent to God, is the code of conduct of the society, cutting across all religion spectrum. Let us explore the magnificent India. How to reach. The most practical way for visitors to enter India is by flight. Although it is possible to reach India by road, the majority of the overland routes may face blockades due to trouble-prone borders. However, travelers will be able to travel to India by road from Thailand by touching Burma or from London via China. Travelers have to get all the necessary paperwork done in order to travel via road. Driving from some countries like Nepal requires a permit, which will have to be arranged through Indian embassy in respective countries. There are many international airports across India and is well connected by direct flights from all countries in the world. The non-stop flights arrive either in Mumbai or Delhi, and there are other stops like Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, and Kolkata, where both non-stop and connection flights arrive. Most of the states in India have more than one domestic airport, and hence, tourists will have excellent connection flight facilities. India holds the credit of having the largest railway network in the world that connects with almost all borders of the country. However, the rail does not cut across international borders. Entry requirements.